If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's kind of something where you get a grasp of it over time and you can say to yourself, okay, this is legitimately an okay move versus I'm lying to myself because I want to make this easier on myself, you know, and sometimes it's trickier to differentiate the two, you know, like two guys can take a day off the gym and one can have good reasoning and the other guy can just be lazy, you know, like, okay, I can tell I'm fatigued. I just did three badass workouts in a row the last 3 days. I think it would be good to let myself recuperate and then come back stronger tomorrow, well recovered, well rested, ready for some good work. That is a very different situation than the guy who's like, yeah, man, I'm feeling kind of tired today. Let's take a rest day. Screw it. Come on, man. Oh, none of you guys are coming to the gym? Oh, dude, I'm taking a rest day. Come on. Nobody's going to be there? I mean, I've heard that conversation before. It's like, yo, who's at the gym right now, bro? It's dead? Like, I'm getting these texts, like, Sam, what's the gym like? Is anybody I know in there? Like, no, it's pretty dead. Eh, not coming. What? It just doesn't freaking compute, you know? So it's, two people can do the same thing for right and wrong reasons. And it's really just sort of a situation of, like, you got to know the difference. Like, I think it's a very humbling thought process to be able to say, okay, I'm trying to take it easy on myself by giving myself excuses to go easy, right? Versus, all right, this is legitimately a good move, right? So let's give us another situation here. You're in bed. It's 6 o'clock. Your alarm went off. You told yourself you were going to do cardio. Like, last night you were watching some hype-ass fitness edits. You're getting excited. Like, dude, I'm doing my cardio tomorrow. I'm locking in. 2025 is my year. You know, you get all cozy, curled up in bed. You got your PJs on. You know, dead asleep. That alarm goes off. 6 o'clock. That's your cue. You got cardio. Oh. Did I say I was going to do cardio this morning? I don't know, man. It's way too early. I need more sleep, man. I got to be better rested. That's all it takes, man. Right? Letting those little voices win. Because it's not even the hardest thing in the world. Get up, get in the car. By the time you're driving, you've already built up the momentum. You're not stopping. I said this a couple days ago. Like, the success rate of someone telling themselves they're going to do their cardio tomorrow morning, it's pretty low. I'd say it's maybe 30%, if that. And that's just a guess, but low. Now, the success rate of somebody going to do their cardio once they've got up, put their shoes on, got dressed, got into their car, and started driving to the gym, I'd say it's got to be 90-freaking-5%. Almost 100, you know, barring random acts of higher powers or car crashes or like insane weather events. Once you're in the car on your way, I mean, at least in my experience, I've never turned back. Like, I've had some leg days where I was very irresponsible with my time. Like, this is back when I was in school too, so like a lot of my classes were asynchronous, so my sleep schedule was off the freaking rails. But for whatever reason, looking back, I should have just taken a rest day because I was so underslept. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm hitting the gym anyway, which I do think has a certain grit kind of value, but that's not what I'm getting into right now. So I'm in the car. Pre-workout has been consumed. I got my music playing. It's kind of cold. This is more of a winter-based sort of situation. I'm feeling a little chilly. I'm very comfortable. I mean, just sitting in the car, it's not a bad space to be. I mean, if you ever live in kind of a colder climate and you're in a warm car all bundled up, you can fall asleep, man. You know, I've definitely almost done that before post-lift, before I, you know, got my way back home. But I've had the same situation. It's like, oh, crap. And, of course, it was a leg day, too. So
at Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm like, and this was recorded. I don't remember how far back it was. I could probably find it. This is like maybe a year ago or so, but I was dying. It was like 3 a.m. I don't know what I was doing to make myself have that sort of day schedule. I think I had to drive back home or something, but totally tired, totally not exactly in the mood. Like, I was not fired up to jump out of the car and get onto the hamstring curl and the leg extension, but I knew I still wanted to do it because I want to be the guy who still hits the gym even when he feels a little scrappy. So, first set of hamstring curls, I could tell I was off my game a little bit. You know, I do the first set, I kind of called it early, I didn't really hit total failure. And this is bulking up as well, so I wasn't just going in for quad stimulation or like just, you know, getting a pump, kind of like I'm aiming for right now. Like, I'm going for a hard workout. And after that first set, I was like, okay, come on. Am I being serious right now? I'm at the gym, I took my pre-workout, I drove all the way here. I'm gonna show up and then not show out? What the hell am I doing? And then that kind of got a good enough chip on my shoulder where the rest of the workout was sweet. You know, in the zone, activated, have my music playing, and I am definitely not a no headphones kind of guy, so I might not be able to relate to your internal motivation if you don't, if you can't relate to having the Reiner Bertolt theme song playing, if you know the scene I'm referencing, then you get your own kind of internal monologue that gets you going. But it's like, once all those pieces are in place, even if some of your rest and your recovery and your prep time, or maybe even just your straight up mental state of being is a little off, it should be enough to really get you going. And I find that to be the case almost every time. So even if you're a little cozy or a little sleepy, I mean, it's, you just got back from work or from school and you just laid down. That is a very powerful force, laying down on the couch or anything else when you told yourself you were about to go work out. But you really just have to kind of relate to, well, maybe not relate if you've never done it before, but assuming you have gotten into the car, headed to the gym when you weren't really feeling it, then you know what I'm talking about. Like, you build up a certain momentum by putting yourself into that space. So really, it's kind of just fighting that initial uncomfortability. And once that momentum is built up, you're moving. And then even if you do have a scrappy lift, you still get to say, I did it, even though I didn't feel like it. And I think that is probably one of the most valuable things that you can get out of training, or really just any kind of freaking, you know, self-enlisted kind of endeavor, doing it when you don't feel like it, because that's putting you into a state of uncomfortability. Right? And the more that you do that, the wider your horizons become and the easier it is for you to do it again. You know, if you take somebody who's never worked out before and you try to tell them to work out every day, 2 hours, 1 hour of weights, 1 hour of cardio, it's too much, right? That is what it's, you're trying to do a complete 180 of the guy's routine. It's, you have to acclimate yourself to that sort of thing, you know. But if you ease the guy into it, you know, start off, you know, 2 days on, 2 days off, whatever, then sure, it's going to be hard. But if you continue to push yourself and continue to put yourself into a, push yourself and then put yourself into a state of, you know, oh crap, all right, this is getting hard. Every time you do that, what was once hard before is now easy. Your max effort, locked in, badass, awesome workout a year ago is now your new normal. And I do think about that, not as much now, because I think I'm getting pretty good at the consistent effort of the working out. But especially coming up, like year one, year two, every few months I would sort of have this kind of like self-realization of sometimes having a really awesome workout and then sometimes having a really shitty workout. Where what would happen is afterwards, I got to think to myself, whoa, that workout was sick.